Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
We're for anyone who takes pride in doing things the right way. For more than 30 years, our checkoff-funded Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification Program has been guiding ranchers, veterinarians, and transportation professionals dedicated to moving the cattle industry forward. Raising consumer confidence in the safety and quality of their food leads to improved profitability. Get BQA certified at BQA.org.
BQA, the right thing to do. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Well, cash cattle markets remain elusive for the most part, with a few deals trickling in here and there over the last couple of days, but not enough to establish an accurate market trend. The combination of stability in boxed beef values and live cattle futures' ability to regain firm footing on Wednesday is going a long way in helping to sustain early week resolve in cattle feeders, as asking prices remain elevated going into the last half of the week. With both sides focusing on potential tighter supplies of market-ready cattle through the next 6 weeks and the upcoming cattle on feed report tomorrow afternoon, it would not be out of line until the bulk of cash cattle trade was delayed until late tomorrow, although we did see some trade here in our part of the country at just over $104. Essentially, Thursday is shaping up to be a hog and pork report day, with the focus on the afternoon hogs and pig report, helping to give a better understanding of not only current inventory levels, but longer-term production expectations. This morning's weekly export sales report is even more important this week, as it'll be the first report following activity surrounding the widespread ban of German pork. On the grains, December Kansas City wheat trading 5.25 cents lower this morning, extending this week's losses with bearish influence from lower trading in corn and a slightly higher U.S. dollar this morning. As we have often described in 2020, it's difficult for wheat prices to sustain much of a rally when USDA is estimating a record world wheat crop and a record level of world-ending wheat stocks in 2020-21. December corn is down 5.25 cents early today, giving way to harvest pressure as combine activity picks up across the Midwest. Thursday morning's weather map shows rain in Minnesota and Wisconsin, but the rest of the Corn Belt is dry and is expected to stay that way for at least another 2 weeks. November soybeans are down 12.25 cents this morning, starting what looks like a fourth consecutive day of lower prices. Friday's high of 10.46¾ represented a rally from the August low of over $1.80 a bushel and was the highest November soybean price posted since before the trade dispute with China began. We're going to check the futures prices in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, October live cattle up 67 cents, 107.15, December up 102 at 111.20, October feeder cattle up 90 cents, 141.52, November up 47 cents, 141.65, October hogs up 117, 69.50. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, December down 7.5, 484¼, March down 7¾ at 495, Chicago wheat, December down 9 cents, 549, March down 8¾, 557, December corn's down 3/4 at 368.5, March down 1¼ at 377.5. November soybeans down 5¼, 1014.5. January down 5¾ at 1018¾.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.